This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed on across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi today, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Except for that Portland variety of cement of one or two brands, all cement companies have reduced, so are milk and milk related items. So on these 54 particular items on which we have been getting inputs from the zonal areas, we are convinced that on every such item, the benefits are being passed on to the consumer.
The finance minister said implementation of these GST reforms is a reflection of cooperation between the central government and the GST council to pass on greater benefits to the people. She further added that rate reduction, simplifying the process, bringing down number of slabs from 4 to 2, and resolving classification-related issues have all been completed well before time.
There is a reason for us to cut the rate also and give the benefit, pass on the benefit to the consumers. And all these items are mostly day-to-day items. Yes, you won't buy your car every year. But the fact remains, for that person who goes and buys it, it may be a lifetime's purchase. He gets a better rate. So this thing about the pent-up and purchases not happening was, once people got to know sometime late August that a GST with a proposal of considerable reduction in taxes is happening, they thought, yes, it's going to be a good reduction because PM also said it will be a good Deepavali gift.
She asserted that GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods during the festival season. Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics in this year's Navratri season in comparison to sales recorded in the previous Navratri festival. On GST Bachat Utsav, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during Navratri season and the electronic sector has also broken all records. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that BrahMos is not just a missile but a symbol of India's growing indigenous defence capabilities. He was speaking after flagging off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. He said, combination of speed, accuracy and power makes BrahMos one of the world's best systems. Mr. Singh expressed confidence that country's adversaries will no longer be able to escape from BrahMos. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha Party has split itself from the Grand INDI Alliance for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JMM's Central General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya today in a press conference stated that the party will field its candidates from 6 seats in Bihar. These seats will be Chakai, Dhamdaha, Katoria, Manihari, Jamui, Pir Penti. JMM had earlier fielded its candidates from these seats and claimed that their party has a strong base in these areas. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections was completed today. In this phase, polling will be held on the 6th November across 121 assembly constituencies in 18 districts of the state. The last date for withdrawal of nomination papers is October 20. Meanwhile, the nomination paper of NDA-supported Lok Jan Shakti Party candidate Seema Singh has been rejected due to technical reason. The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated across the country today. This festival marks the beginning of a series of celebrations which include Narak Chaturdashi, also known as Choti Diwali or Kali Chaudas, the main Diwali, Govardhan Puja and Bhai Dooj. For the first time, Delhi witnessed the grand celebration of Deepotsav similar to the one held in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. Inaugurating the celebration at Kartavya Path, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that today's Deepotsav is not merely a festival of lamps, but the herald of a new awakening. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma booked her place in the girls' single final at the BWF World Championship. That is the end of this news bulletin.